Justice Minister Ruben Madol Arol and a team from his ministry visited various police cells across Juba town on Wednesday to assess the conditions of suspects in police custodies. The undersecretary in the Justice Ministry, Gabriel Isaac, says public prosecutors should not detain suspects in police cells for more than 48 hours without presenting them in court. He says his team found more than 48 suspects in different police cells in Juba who are waiting to appear in court to answer charges pressed against them. Isaac says the number of suspects with serious crimes record have reduced at various police stations.
Discovered that even the number of the cases have reduced, and even the major cases, whom we think that also is our concern, is also reduced. This will show that there are really things are moving in the direction that we are combating the crimes in Juba. And for sure, I will not estimate to tell you, but I want to tell you in general that, let us be optimistic that the major cases in Juba is almost reduced to the minimum.
The teams from the Justice Ministry visited Malakia Central Police Cell, Northern Police Cell, Gudele Western Division, and Munuki Western Division. Isaac told reporters the inspection also aimed at assessing conditions at detention facilities across the country. He says the Ministry of Justice wants to review cases to determine the fate of some suspects in police custody.
That the reason for our coming, that we don't want anybody to be in cells, somebody to be in custody without any legal ground. So we'll be sure that everybody is there, either is taken, if there is no solution for his case to be in the custody, let him be taken to prison, then to the court. That we are giving directives ourselves, and we are telling that this case to be referred to the court, this man also, this case to be handled, and all what you have seen, I think these are also the efforts we are doing that to reduce, and to make sure that people also enjoy their rights.
Isaac says most police cells lack toilet, good air circulation system and proper accommodation arrangement, among others.
We have issue of infrastructure mainly. We have issue also of capacity building mainly. We have issue of finances also. To have fun, we have problem of facilities also, like we take that issue of toilets also. We need also office spaces for the prosecutors and for the investigators. And those are the major challenges we have also realized, and we'll work on them so that we eliminate them and to resolve them.
Last month, the Ministry of Justice held a workshop with senior police officers to look into criminal justice system, accountability and judiciary reforms. Minister Arol says institution tasked with implementing the rule of law should take a critical look at the justice system in South Sudan.
We have to see who are the victims of this criminal justice system, who are now being involved with the criminal justice system. Where do you find them? You find them in the police cells. You find them in the prisons. Apart from the police cells and the prisons, there could be other.
Juba Central Prison, which is the oldest facility in Juba, has about 1,800 inmates, including women, men, and juveniles. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.